From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey reeling from another deadly terrorist attack. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is vowing to avenge Wednesday's car bombing in central Ankara that killed at least 28, wounded dozens more. The blast occurred as a convoy of military buses stopped for a traffic light near the parliament and military headquarters.
Bu vefat etmiş olan insanların arasında
Turkish Prime Minister Numan Kurtulmus said both civilians and military personnel were among the dead. The wounded, he said, were being treated at various hospitals. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The Islamic State was blamed for last October's suicide bombing at a peace rally in Ankara that killed more than 100 people. Turkey has also been battling the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, which has been fighting a 30-year guerrilla campaign for more autonomy. Polls are open across Uganda, where voters are casting ballots in presidential and parliamentary elections. The opening of some voting centers was delayed, with officials waiting for delivery of ballot papers. Eight candidates are vying for the presidency, with incumbent Yoweri Museveni and challenger Kizza Besigye considered the top contenders. Besigye, having unsuccessfully tried to unseat Mr. Museveni in three previous elections, says he expects the vote to be neither free nor fair.
We have to continue with our defiance campaign. It would just be a continuation of the defiance campaign. And defiance really means that we don't cooperate with the regime. We continue to demonstrate against its actions and delegitimize it until the regime succumbs to the will of the people.
71-year-old Museveni, in power since waging a five-year guerrilla campaign against a dictatorship, has been in power for 30 years and remains popular in parts of Uganda. He has been credited with restoring peace and presiding over economic growth. A candidate will need 50% of the vote to win. This is VOA News.